Quartz Japan Daily Brief. Here's what you need to know today.
Global supply chain problems are receding, but executives and economists don't think a full return to normal will happen until next year. Meanwhile, China's economy may be entering a phase of quasi-stagflation. Alibaba, JD.com, Baidu, and others were fined. China's market regulator said the internet platforms failed to disclose 43 deals that date back as far as 2012. COVID-19 protests erupted in Europe. Tens of thousands of people opposed stricter COVID-19 rules in Belgium, the Netherlands, and other EU countries amid rising cases. The possibility of another surge is also worrying the US government's chief medical advisor. Evergrande's electric vehicle unit is planning share sales. The cash-strapped Chinese property developer is hoping to raise $347 million. KKR offered to buy Telecom Italia. The U.S. fund's proposed $12 billion buyout would privatize Italy's biggest phone group. The International Olympic Committee contacted Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai. She told the IOC's president she was safe and well. Peng hadn't been seen for about 3 weeks after accusing a senior Chinese minister of sexual assault.